Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast, with a big name interview show released every Monday and one of these short episodes every day, Tuesday through Sunday. I'm Paul Stevenson. Thanks as always for hitting play. Now today is November the 5th and we start by wishing a happy 63rd birthday to the man known as the Groover from Vancouver, Bryan Adams. With sales of more than 75 million worldwide, he is one of the biggest selling artists to ever come out of Canada. Another man celebrating today, it's his 81st birthday in fact, is Art Garfunkel, another one with phenomenal record sales, just the 8 Grammy Awards and the induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 1990. Happy birthday, Arthur. Now, on this day in 1977, the manager of the Virgin Record Store in Nottingham, England, was arrested for displaying a poster. The poster was one advertising the Sex Pistols' new album, Never Mind the Bollocks, Here's the Sex Pistols. Many high street stores had banned the album after police had warned that they would be prosecuted under the 1898 Indecent Advertising Act. There you go. And on this day in 1983, the Clash drummer Topper Heaton was arrested for walking his dog while drunk in London. Gives a whole new meaning to the hair of the dog, I suppose. But for today's show, we remember a legend who was laid to rest on this day 8 years ago. Yes, on this day in 2014, the funeral of Scottish-born bass player Jack Bruce was held. The Cream legend had died of liver disease 11 days earlier. Jack, who was widely regarded as one of the best bass players of all time, was a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, having been inducted alongside his Cream bandmates, Ginger Baker and Eric Clapton, both of whom attended the funeral, along with other friends including Phil Manzanera from Roxy Music, Gary Brooker from Procol Harum, and many others. At the ceremony, mourners sang the hymn Morning Has Broken, as well as the Beatles hit Strawberry Fields Forever. Now with me to talk about Jack is another bass impresario, Jeff Berlin. When did you get to meet him, and what was that like meeting your idol, and how did the friendship blossom from there?
Well, I came to London in the 70s and knew John Heisman, the great drummer, one of the greatest that England produced in my view. And I knew he played with Jack, so I said, listen, if he's in town, could you introduce us? And John did exactly that. He invited Jack to come down. Jack was very forthcoming and very nice. Funny guy, I got to say. Everyone that knew him, I'm sure, would report that. The only experience that I can recall, I've met a lot of name people over the years. I've met marvelous people achieving great things in their careers. But when I met Jack, I was a tremble because he singularly put me on my path. The impact of that was too great for words. So when I met him, I had to control myself and, you know, not leap over a table, tackle him to the floor and ask him what he was thinking about when he played the bass line on I'm So Glad. You know, I'm being funny here, but yeah, he truly shook me up. And he always did. You want to hear a funny story about him?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
I was playing at the Music Mess in Frankfurt one year, and Jack walked in and put himself in the front seat and drilled me with his eyes because he knew how nervous I got around him. So I'm playing and making mistakes because it's Jack. And every time I made a mistake, Jack would go, you know, he made faces and laughed at me and provoked me. To just, you know, he's the only guy that ever did that. It's a funny, odd, peculiar effect he had on me. But he was a fun man, funny guy, fun guy to be around. I played guitar for him once in a show at MI once. And also, I think we did a gig. Bruce, Gary, and I. And I played guitar because I learned his music. Wow. And I could pick up a guitar. And that's something that comes from long practice, and I never played a guitar, but I could play the guitar because the music wasn't demanding to where I couldn't figure out the chords. So I was actually Jack Bruce's guitarist for a gig or two.
Jeff Berlin there. He joined me on a recent episode of Side 2 to talk about the recent Jack Bruce tribute album that he just released. Definitely go back and give that a listen for more stories about Jack Bruce, the great musicians who worked on that record, plus his time with Frank Zappa and others. But that's it for November the 5th. I'll be back tomorrow looking back on another big event on this day in the history of rock. But until then, take care.